As I told you yesterday, your reality, your perception of reality does not jibe with the narrative. Well, now, what my question remains here. Then we have this Cardi B, this pornographic, demonic, Satanist on open display. Look, all you got to do is see the still photographs with the snakes. I'm not going to tell you to go watch the video, but you can't swing a dead cat on, name your news media outlet. You're going to see a pic of this WAP video, W-A-P. Again, I'm not even going to tell you what that stands for, but when you find out, you're going to ask the question, why is this being played? Why is this being popularized? Because it's part of the plan. As I keep saying, Satan is executing a 6,700-year-long plan. It really took off on the afternoon of the 15th of March, 33 AD, at about 3:15 p.m. when a total eclipse occurred. And then the curtain on the temple in Jerusalem cracked in half. That's about when Satan went, "Ruh-roh, we got the wrong guy. We went after the wrong dude." And it's been going on ever since. But this here plan that he's executing now, this one is specific to modernity. So it can't be, the oldest it could possibly be is around 500 years old. I think it's about 100, sometime in the late latter part of the 18th century, this one was cooked up. And it's been and being executed flawlessly. The demons don't sleep. They don't take breaks. They don't take coffee breaks. They are ascendant. They come for the children. They won't take no for an answer. This is the end result of that plan. I've been warning people about this for 5 solid years now, that this thing has been kicked into high gear. And if you don't think that you're living in a time when there is not a central organizing demonic intellect that is guiding all these things, which is the only possible explanation, is either A, supernatural assistance, and I don't believe that God is doing it, but here's how God works. He either does it or he allows it to be done, okay? By his own will, his own fiat, he goes, "Yeah, I think I'm going to make dust of those people," whatever the case may be. So he either does it by his own fiat, his own will, or he allows it to be done. He's allowing this one to be done. There's no way all of this is happening so well orchestrated, and the nucleus holds together. That's the amazing thing. Despite the fact that they're eating themselves, and that there is destructive forces because it's evil and it's filled with pride, and it can't, by definition, because we're humans and we're fallen, can't hold itself together. It's held itself together. That ought to tell you right there, there is a single intellect with which all of these things are being guided and directed. Now, I'm not trying to sound conspiratorial. That's not a conspiracy. This is what reality says is happening. Doesn't have anything to do with gay frogs or...
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Serious crap. Gay. Frogs, freaking frogs. It's not funny. I'm going to say it real slow for you. Gay. Frogs.
Yeah, there you go. There is a central force at work. And that's how they're keeping this thing together. Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, always on air and always online at crusadechannel.com. If you're watching this on our free YouTube stream, it's not free, folks. Join us. Between now and Election Day, if 6 of you sign up every day, we'll get to our goal of 2,000 paid subscribers. But 6 of you gotta sign up every day. Now, you can take 30 days free to sample the Founders Pass membership service, and then you'll see why it is a digital media subscription that is undervalued. That's right, it's undervalued. So this portion of the program is brought to you by the Founders Pass at crusadechannel.com/go. This is where you go sign up for your Founders Pass. And if you really want to promote the crusade, and many of you have stepped up to the plate and just gone like, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and join, dude. I don't need 30 days free. Become a premium member. Start your membership as a founding brother, founding father, or crusader level member. If you're a crusader, you're going to get a... You also get access to the content app, which delivers all of our live programming for 1 week after it's broadcast in the easiest, most reliable, most efficient post live show, radio live show listening app ever invented by man. You get our Crusade Channel content app, and it's included with your premium membership. So why not sign up today at crusadechannel.com/go and not worry about what plants crave. Tell me I sent you. I want to get back to Rod Dreher here. Cardi B and the conservative Christian Ireland. So he writes about Elizabeth Diaz or Diaz in the New Tenochtitlan Times, writing about why white evangelicals in rural and small town Iowa who are still standing with Don John of Manhattan. Why? And Andrea said, what I liked about the piece is that she mostly gets out of the way and lets these people speak for themselves. Okay, well, what do they say? Well, she starts with a January 2016 speech the GOP primary candidate Trump gave at Dort College there. Here's what Trump said back in 2016. Quote, Christians make up the overwhelming majority of the country. And then he slowed slightly to stress each next word. And yet we don't exert the power that we should have. If he were elected president, he promised that would change. He raised a finger. Christianity will have power. Or as he might have said, now listen, Christianity will have power. If I'm there, you're going to have plenty of power. Lots of power. You're not going to believe the power. We're going to have awesome power. You don't need anyone else. You're going to have somebody representing you very, very well. Remember that. Remember that. Why did evangelicals go for Trump in the end? And there's more. Theories and rationalizations abound. That evangelical support was purely transactional, they say. That they saw him as their best chance in decades to end legalized abortion, they say. That the opportunity to nominate conservative justices to the Supreme Court was paramount. That they hated Hillary Clinton or felt torn to pick the lesser of two evils. That they held their noses and voted, hoping he would advance their policy priorities and accomplish their goals. But beneath all this, there is another explanation, one that is more raw and fundamental. Here, now see if this applies to you. Comment in our chat room, crusadechannel.com/chat. It's limping into action today, but I see a spark of interest there. Maybe that means you that's watching or listening today on the free preview stream and going like, I keep hearing them talk about this Crusader Stadium and I never went, I'm going to go sign up today. Yeah, you should do that. CrusadeChannel.com/chat. You got to have a valid email address and a username. And if you show up too many days in a row without an avatar, Ms. Maggie O'Connell will slap one on you. You got people in there that are regulars that do not have avatars. You're slacking, dude. One more thing here, writes from this new Tenochtitlan piece. Evangelicals did not support Mr. Trump in spite of who he is. They supported him because of who he is and because of who they are. He is their protector. The bully who is on their side. The one who offered safety amid the fears that their country as they know it and their place in it is changing and changing quickly. White, straight, married couples with children who go to church regularly are no longer the American mainstream. An entire way of life, one in which their values were dominant, could be headed for extinction, and Mr. Trump offered to restore them to power as though they have not been in power all along.